We have friends all out throughout the state. We also have friends in the state legislature. And one of our friends is here to bring us greetings from Buffalo. I will let him tell you a few things, whatever he cares to say. And I will tell you what he and I spoke about for the 30 seconds I had while the greeting was going on. So here, for whatever he cares to say for you, is Assemblymember Mark Schroeder from Buffalo.
Good morning. I am delighted to be here with you, and on behalf of Governor David Patterson, the mayor of our city, Byron Brown, Erie County Executive Chris Collins, and all of the citizens of Buffalo and Western New York, welcome to Buffalo, New York. We are delighted to have you here, and just from a historical perspective, the city of Buffalo was established in by an act, and one of the reasons why Buffalo became a city that time, in 1825, the Erie Canal opened, and the most western terminus is right here in Buffalo. And many of you know that we are the second largest city in the state of we are the home of Millard and yes, Carl Palladino. Yeah, what said? Yeah. This is a very historic week. On March 18th, History Week, it was my bill in the New York State Assembly. It was sponsored also in the Senate and signed by Governor David Patterson. So I think that's one of the things we'll talk to all of you a little bit later. Curriculum bill. I have a state assembly that sets the record straight in terms of what actually happened at a historical standpoint with those with disabilities, but more importantly, it sets the pace for how the future should be, how everybody has an should have an opportunity to play, how everybody should have an opportunity to be as good as they can be. And that is the genesis of the bill, and I'd like to talk to you, and I'd like for you all of you to endorse and help the bill through the New York State Legislature. We are most grateful that the National Federation of the Blind, New York State, is the voice. We know that you are the voice of the nation's blind, chose our city. You are the voice, and you chose our city, Buffalo, to be here, and to have all of the New York State affiliates, members from across New York State here in Buffalo, to discuss state and local policy matters. It's an honor for us to have you here, and the curriculum bill that I talked about and some other things we can talk about a little bit later. I just want you to know that I think training is very, very important. And not only was I trained properly within my family and my extended family in school, I also had training at the Catalician Center for Learning. Also, many of you may know People Incorporated has a great presence here in Western New York, serving those with disabilities. I worked there, and also I worked at St. Mary's School for the Deaf. I just did sign language. I'm very, very rusty, so those who could see me do it, I apologize for my rustiness. But also, I think I have a good background, and I understand many of your concerns. I've been in the New York State Assembly for the last 6 years. My background is that I came from the private sector. I actually work logically and by objective, unlike most of my colleagues in the New York State Legislature, I must tell you. I've been in the Assembly 6 years. I represent neighborhoods, seven great old neighborhoods here in the city of Buffalo. I also represent the city of Lackawanna, the towns of West Seneca, and the home of the Buffalo Bills, Orchard Park, New York. The only New York football team. Thanks, Carl. I am very privileged to be on many committees in the New York State Assembly. During the invocation, very eloquently spoke about our veterans. Well, I am on the Veterans Committee. That's one committee that I'll never get off of. The other committee that I will never get off of is mental health. I've been on that committee for the last 6 years. I'm also the chair of the Autism Committee, and introduced five or six legislative bills that makes it a little easier on families who are experiencing different things and different challenges. I am also a member of the South Buffalo Lackawanna Lions Club. I'm very proud of that. I've been a member for a long, long time. And one of the things I wanted to share with you is that I know a lot of politicians and a lot of people talk a good game. I've been elected official for 9 years, 6 years in the New York State Assembly, 3 years in the Erie County Legislature. The longest serving staff member that I have is a blind man by the name of David Files. He's been in different positions with me, Vista member of AmeriCorps, and he's been with me the longest, and we call him the voice of South Buffalo. He is the one that when they call in my office, they hear his beautiful, nice, crisp, happy voice, and he informs them of all of the things that go on in our community. Just a little commentary, since I am here with all of you, and I know you're probably just a little commentary on New York State. This state is broken. We are being formed, and it's very, very high right now. The state have had it with their government. In my view, this is thing to an insurrection, a rebellion, a revolution you're ever going to see. And I'm glad, even though the election will, we have to do better to serve all of this state. And if you remember, a short four years ago, Governor Spitzer with the largest plurality in the history of the state. And then 2.5 years, ordered him out of, and this in free fall, and we have to do better. And I will tell you this, we had a missed opportunity. David Patterson, who is my friend, and I believe is in an impossible situation. I had expectations. You had expectations. He knows many, many facts that you all, and especially unemployment for the deaf, for the blind. He knew that better than anybody. And I had expectations, and so did you, that we would be able to do more over the last couple. But I think it's important not to dwell on the past, but to focus on January 1st, 2011, so that we can do better for all of us. Finally, I know firsthand that New York State NFB is a very feisty, independent souls. I know it, and that's why I like you, and that's why I think you like me. We're on the same program. I want you to know that you can count on me, especially having to do with protection of rights. And I know many times you feel distressed that government is meddling. I know there are blind moms and dads who are experiencing challenges with social service departments across our state. Talk to me about a bill that my colleague and friend Gary Pretlow is carrying, 2467. I am going to help you with that bill. And I want you to know, if there's any legislation that's current that you would like for me to sign on to, or any legislation that we can write together that would be more helpful to all of you and to your family, I'm quite willing to do that. So once again, welcome to Buffalo, New York, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Assemblyman. And thank you for your offer of support with the Newsline. And by the way, the Assemblyman just took my card. You know we'll be in touch.
Yeah, that's good.
Particularly, sir, with something you brought up, the curriculum bill. That has been a concern of ours for so many years. It took us 10 years to have an overnight success in achieving the right of blind children to learn to read. A basic right of any child in this state should be to read, and it took us 10 years to achieve that right in the Department of Education. I don't think I want to wait another 10 years for our children to get advancements in their education. We're with you. Let's talk about a curriculum reform bill. Thank you.